This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. More than 80 students and other community members braved the cold, blustery, and rainy conditions in Macomb on Saturday to demonstrate as part of the National March for Our Lives movement. The event was organized by students who are calling for political action to end gun violence and mass shootings in schools and society.
Thanks for coming today.
Macomb High School junior Maya Stovall got things started outside the McDonough County Courthouse.
Okay, let's go for it.
The demonstrators then marched around the courthouse square.
Not one more! Not one more!
They carried signs reading, "Books, not bullets," "Are we next?" and "If not now, when?"
No more silence and gun violence.
Due to the weather conditions, they then moved indoors to the Old Dairy restaurant, where they gave speeches and filled out postcards to send to state and federal lawmakers. Macomb High School senior Leah Jorgensen's message to lawmakers urged them to end gun violence, and she repeatedly wrote on her postcard, "I am your constituent."
It's attention-grabbing to write "I am your constituent" so many times because this country is made so that the politicians will listen to us and not the other way around. And I think that sometimes it's important that they remember that.
Retired Western Illinois University professor Martha Clems told the crowd she was thrilled to see so many young people coming out and taking charge. Clem said by speaking out on the issue, the students and other demonstrators will strike fear in politicians. And she reminded the crowd that many of those politicians are up for re-election in November. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.